T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Fast approaches, as does winter. Cold, cruel. So we have to keep warm together here on WTIC. Tony in Hamden. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Todd. Listen, the other day I heard an attack ad against Bob. I don't know if it was directly from Ned or one of the PACs, but they were claiming that he plans on freezing property taxes. And when I heard that, I said, whoa, how can that be an attack ad? Because me as a property owner, I think that's a pretty good idea. So then I thought about it some more, and I said, oh, wait a minute. This is code for people who are not property owners and who are, you know, people with their hands out, basically telling them, oh, this is how Bob is going to squeeze what you get from people who work by freezing it. And as costs go up, you're just going to get less and less over the next 4 years if Bob becomes governor. So I said to myself, geez, Bob needs to get out and tell more people, if this is true, that he does plan on freezing property taxes.
Well,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think if that becomes more widely believed, that would be good for Bob. But you're right. If they're targeting specific people who they think are, you know, want the schools to be flush with lots of money, and they can tell a lie about him cutting property tax. So, of course, property taxes are the way the towns, the municipalities collect their taxes. So I don't know how he would do that. That's up to
them. Exactly. That's the other thing. I said, wait a minute, towns are the ones who collect taxes. So how could Bob freeze it? But again, I don't know exactly how government works all the way. So maybe it's possible. But then,
well,
I also thought about this, Todd.
Yeah.
If you're a home renter, if you rent your property, one of the easiest ways for a landlord to raise your monthly rent is to say, oh, my taxes went up, I got to raise your rent. Now, if you take that away from a landlord, he's basically got to tell you, I just want more money out of you. So I think that even works for people who rent.
Yeah, I think I don't think it's quite that complicated. You know, it might be somebody's just out there telling stories to hurt Bob, because that's how politics works. You never know. And I agree with you. I don't think it's such a bad thing to have people lying about. 860-522-9842.
It's the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Oh, yes. Now that we've taken care of everybody's mental health, we can take care of everybody's mental health. 860-522-9842. That's what talk radio is for. We get together and we kibitz and we work things out. Isn't that right? That's right. Let's go to Mike. Hello, Mike.
You were discussing, I believe it was yesterday, term limits. And I didn't realize that back in the day, the president wasn't restricted by term limits. Am
that's
I correct?
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that happened after FDR, because he ran for like 35 terms.
Can you imagine if Donald Trump was president and there were no term limits? How well off we would be?
Well, if he'd gotten more votes, that would have helped.
If he'd gotten more votes. And Pelosi, the hag out there in California, the Feinstein, the rest of them, They'd be arrested by special operators and deported to Kazakhstan.
Well, we could just vote them out of office, and then everybody.
It's not going to work. There's not enough people out there that realize what's going on. I think people just accept things for the way they are, like in this state.
I don't know. California's getting ready to tumble into the sea, and that'll be the day we go back to Annandale. Paul's in Waterbury. What's up, Paul?
Oh, hi, Todd. I'm just having a graham cracker. Sorry.
Oh, put a little Hershey bar and marshmallow in the middle.
Well, no, actually, I'm at Aldi's, and I got a jar of peanut butter, and I got graham crackers.
The chocolate at – there's really nice chocolate for like $2 for five bars.
You know.
Yeah.
Todd, you know the Aldi's secrets.
Oh,
yeah, I'm living cheap, you know. There's nothing new with me.
But, you know, if you can live cheap and live rich at the same time, that's pretty good.
Well, that peanut butter's rich. Oh, boy, I'll tell you. as far as the Bob Stefanowski campaign, now, Todd, I know you were going to foray for me to Bob about my interest in working on the campaign, and I do appreciate you for that. Now, last Friday, I did fill out a website to work on his campaign, mm-hmm. Okay? And I had to go through all these questions and so forth. And I assumed I sent it off okay on the web.
You know, well, did it give you a little, you know how those forms, they give you a confirmation, thank you for?
Yeah, I can't remember if it did or not. I thought I sent it away okay. And I did, before that, I think I mentioned about a month ago, I put forth a message on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Frankly, you know, my father ran for mayor of West Hartford. So did my mother. They were very involved politically. And the thing is with this, my attitude, you know, is you really need to have, if you have people who are interested in working for you, you really need to jump on that. And I would jump on that I would have a telephone number, a human person answering the phone, or taking a message and they give it right back to you.
No, I think you're right.
I would jump on that, you know. And frankly, I know he said his polls are different, and the polls now, he's 15 points down. And I got to tell you, Todd, I've been seeing some of Lamont's ads, and they're pretty biting. You know, if people don't have a good picture on what's happening, you know, some of those Lamont attack ads, I don't want to say pretty good, but they're pretty effective. In terms
like
of
what?
Voters.
What have you? What has been the message?
Well, the message, and I have to tell you, a couple things make me a little squeamish about Bob that I heard on Lamont's attack ads. Now, I don't like him. I work for the state. I'm actually retiring early than I wanted to because I'm fed up with the state mismanagement. I can't take it anymore. I'm just incensed. I just got to go now. I just got to go out of sheer frustration.
All right, but make your point.
Yeah, the point is he was on the ad. It mentioned that Bob was, you know, and you're kind of in the NRA's pocket. That was the impression. It was Bob is grade A with an NRA, something along those lines, you know. And there were a couple of other things, but it was a pretty effective ad, you know. And
yeah, but let me just explain something about how campaigns work. You stake out your turf. Democrats have staked out guns and abortion, which are not top of mind issues for people this year and are on the wane, but they want to try to distract people from obsessing over how agonizing it is to live in Connecticut and pay the highest taxes in the country and the highest utility bills and all that. So what you do is you say, okay, Ned, you talk about guns, you talk about abortion, we're going to talk about the thing that people are in pain over.
Right.
And that's what we're – so you can run around getting all nervous about what Ned's talking about, but you have to remind yourself that what Ned is trying to do is throw up a smokescreen to distract people from the pain that they're feeling. But it's pain that makes people vote.
Well, his smokescreen is working. You know, I got to tell you this, Todd, before I let you go, and I don't want to keep you on the phone, but he really needs boots on the ground. He needs people out there making personal contact. It cannot all be done through the media.
And they are, you know, as far as I can tell, they're doing everything that campaigns do along those lines. So I wouldn't worry about it. I would just focus on the positive. And that is convincing people that we need change. And also prepare yourself for the fact that, there's huge agony coming down the pike in the form of a collapsing economy under the beautiful management of Ned Lamont and Joe Biden. And that's, you know, we've got a president who's standing in front of crowds and looking for deceased members of Congress to say hi to. And it's I know some people will hear that as a cheap shot, but I think it's a serious issue politically for where the Democrats are at, that they've got a feeble, in every way, in every meaning of the word, they've got a feeble guy in Washington and there's a feeble guy in Hartford. Now, all the evidence in the world is there to convince people that that's the reality. We'll see if they believe the evidence or not. Susan in Simsbury, hi.
Yes, hi. The caller that just called in was talking about Bob Stefanowski's ad. I'm pretty sure I saw that ad, and I have a completely different takeaway. They were trying to come down on him, but when I looked at the ad, I said, that's right, that's great. He's working with the NRA. That's right, it's great. He's limiting abortion. So, you know, there's two different ways, and there was a third thing.
Well, yes, so for a core Republican voter, those are good issues, but...
Well, they were trying to use it to demonize him, but I like I said, I had a completely different...
Yes, it doesn't work on you because you're a conservative voter, but for a liberal voter, that is strong. The only thing is, it's not an issue that is driving people to the polls this year. So that's the question with that strategy.
Well, that's true. That's very true. All right, that's about all I had to say.
Susan, thank you for that. And that this is the complication of how those ads work. So it could be that some of the things, you know, there are unintended consequences, I guess is the way to look at it. Victor, hello. Yes, Victor. Yes, we've got a bad connection, though. Try it again. Go ahead.
I agree with Len. Your call with him, discussion. That's exactly what I've been trying to tell you for the last 4 or 5 months.
Okay, well, thank you. I've heard it many times. And I'll say to you what I'll say to him, which is that's you're running behind what the reality is. And it's easy to sit there when you've got no familiarity with what's really going on with the campaign. Which I think is, you know, like Len couldn't be here last week because he was in Boston doing business. You know, if you're not seeing up to the minute, you don't know what's going on with the campaign. And, you know, that's kind of self-explanatory, I guess. Doc in East Hartford. Hi, Doc. Yes, Doc.
Hey, how you doing? You know, that quote attack I had about...
Yes, about guns?
About him being grade A? That's a positive. Most of the people I know think that's a positive. They laugh at that.
It is for a lot of people, yeah.
I mean, anybody that cares about the Constitution and the right to bear arms says, yeah, that's the guy we want. So it's kind of backfiring on Ned.
Well, it will with voters who don't, you know, he's gambling there are more people who support Connecticut's approach to guns and abortion than... are on your side of it.
Well, unfortunately, with the silent majority.
And we'll see.
Silent.
I hope you're right. That's a message for Victor to absorb, I guess, Doc. Thank you for that. That's a good point. There are a lot of people who still believe in America and the American system of government and traditional values and constitutional values and against communism and socialism. I do believe that is still... the vast majority of people. I'm with you on that. Amy's in Cheshire. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
Thank you for the call.
No problem. I just wanted to comment about the discussion with Bob Stefanowski and tie it back to the debate the other night. And the abortion issue is such a smokescreen for voters in Connecticut. And what's happening is they're, just like you said, they're trying to platform it and use fear as the root of what, you know, the reason you should vote for Ned Lamont is because this abortion issue is putting women at risk of losing their reproductive rights. And in the debate the other night, Bob couldn't have been any more clear that it's codified in law here and in Connecticut. It's not at risk in any way, shape, or form of being removed as an option for reproductive rights. And we need to be doing a better job, not just talking about that, but when we're talking to independents that bring up this issue, because I talk to women, I'm 44 years old, so I talk to women all the time about this issue. And some of the older women even are like, well, you know, this is such an undoing of Roe v. Wade, and how can you even think about voting for Bob Stefanowski? They're going to try to rip away, all these Republicans are going to try to rip away women's reproductive rights. And that is so far from the truth. And we need to be calling them out on this. And when I talk to people, and you have to use the art of persuasion during a campaign season, and that's what politics is. And I ask them, is that, you know, some women are in their 60s. I say, is that your primary concern this year? And 99% of the people, especially women, that I talk to say no. Abortion is at the lowest of the list. After the rising cost of housing, the top, you know, amount of money we pay for taxes in the state, we pay amongst the highest for utility costs. So I say, well, if you had to force rank it, where would it fall? It literally falls dead last in a lot of people's minds.
Well, so that's why this is a kind of a desperate strategy on the part of Democrats in the state. They don't know, they don't want your eyes on the economy, and they want to try to find some other emotional tug. They're going for emotional tugs that are not top of mind and are not activating people with regard to voting this year. So that has some effect, but it's not like, and the important thing in a campaign, what you do in a campaign is you say, we don't want to respond to abortion. We don't want to let them say what they're going to say to those things, because those are not the issues voters care about. What voters care about is inflation, is cost of living, is high taxes, is the burden of financially trying to survive in the state of Connecticut. And that's what we pound. And I think that the Stefanowski campaign's done a good job of staying on message with that and not succumbing to the temptation of being pulled off message.
Absolutely. I hope that more people, when they're talking, especially, like I said, to the independents, the unaffiliated, the undecided, the libertarians, I hope that more people are listening to your show today, and the takeaway for them on this issue is to ask people to force rank what is most important to them. And you will find, most, like I said, most of the time, abortion falls at the bottom of the list.
Well, it's also a good exercise to put them through so they realize what it is they care about, because you might just spark a little more acutely in their own minds what their own feelings are. Thank you for that, Amy. We'll take more phone calls after news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. WTIC News Talk 1080 is Connecticut's local radio station. Now with more local.
Good afternoon. It's WTIC. Steve is next. Hello, Steve. Yes, Steve.
Hello there. How's it going this afternoon?
Everything is rocking and rolling.
Excellent to hear. I was just calling in reference to several callers ago had talked about Bob's messaging and perhaps how to defend against some of the attacks that are coming his way. He also mentioned boots on the ground. And as also a candidate running for office, the boots on the ground are the very listeners that are on your show. And so you know, I think people may need that prod, may need to be reminded that anybody listening to this show could go to Bob's website, BobStefanowski.com, right? There's a button that they can click to volunteer. They can hold signs. They can contribute money. They can make phone calls. They can get out and door knock, all with volunteers, and they can get involved. It really doesn't take much to take that first step.
Yeah, I think an adjunct to that would be that if you want to move more quickly than having to work on the big campaign, you can go to a state rep candidate or a state senate candidate or maybe a town campaign, and there's coordination that goes on where everybody's working together. So just get out there and work for somebody, and you'll be contributing to Bob and everybody else down the line.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really not that hard to take the first step. I have tons of volunteers on my campaign, many of them first time people getting involved who are just absolutely fed up.
Was this Steve Weir?
Taking that step. Oh, yeah, Steve Weir.
Oh.
Yep.
Hey, Steve.
Yep, thought I left my name at the beginning. But at any rate, out in Hebron, so with my campaign, we're running a state representative campaign in the 55th district. I've got dozens of volunteers who have never volunteered before. Never, you know, they're maybe a little shy. They may not realize that it's not that big and scary, but it's just getting out most of the time talking to your neighbors. So I just want to make that point that really anybody here can, I'd venture to guess that Bob's campaign, the gubernatorial campaign, it's on a bigger scale, but I guarantee you'd probably be working locally in your own backyard.
What's the energy that you're feeling coming off the street right now?
Honestly, I think it's really good. As one of your other callers mentioned, you know, there's really not much talk about abortion. What I'm hearing is, parental empowerment. In our towns and communities, we've been hit by crime that we've never seen before. I don't care what the latest crime report says. I don't believe it one bit.
Those are statistics. Those aren't people's lived experience.
Yeah, so the lived experience is one of concern. Okay, we're seeing crime that we haven't seen, and we're
cost
seeing
of living and
cost of living,
education issues, right?
Heating our homes. Yep, heating our homes this winter with a lot of people out my way have oil to heat. You know, we have some natural gas and propane.
Oh, sorry, Steve, I've got to run. Thank you so much for the call, and thank you for confirming those things. Steve Weir, running for state rep. Mark Christopher in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Are things easing off on the roads, Mark?
Now, back to the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Okay. It's WTIC. Christine in Middletown. Hello, Christine. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. You had one of your persons on the rant line complaining about this pronoun garbage that's going on. And, yes, this is all part of this non-binary identity thing. This is just another delusion being that the left is throwing in our faces.
It is so crazy, all of it.
I mean, it comes down to this, sir, that there's only two genders. We were born male or female. Even those who were intersex, they do have both reproductive parts, but there's still that's two genders. Trans people like me, we live as our true self. That's still two genders. There's not three genders. There's not 53. So I think these people, non-binary people, Todd, I don't know any conservative ones. I think they wake up each day and they spin a wheel with a made-up gender and pronoun, but they want to force it down our throats. I think that's what really got the, I think Gladys was her name. And she's right about that.
Oh, yes. Gladys was ranting yesterday. Thank you, Christine. Appreciate that. 860-522-9842. Speaking of rants, glad you reminded me. What's that? Say it again.
Let Liz Cheney quit. Who cares? Don't let the door hit you in the rear end on the way out. Her and her attitude should be easy enough to replace. good riddance.
Yeah, well, that's a fair enough response. A lot of people had that feeling yesterday when we were discussing Liz.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Ned Lamont here. I just want to clear up a few things about the debate. Yeah, that was good. They gave me the answers ahead of time. I think I beat Bob Stefanowski. He really doesn't know what he's talking about too much. You know, he's not the governor like I am. I have all these inside secrets and tricks and all kinds of goodies.
Tricks,
that.
Yes.
He doesn't have when he's the governor. Like, he can't get into the prison system because unless he gets arrested. Sorry, Bob, you can't have that tour. Yeah, we're going to play some hardball. I don't know if Mr. Stefanowski's got enough money. But anyways, make sure you vote for me, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry about those illegal immigrants. They'll probably be staying, you know, well, maybe they won't be across the street from your house, but they'll probably be in Connecticut because, well, they get shipped up here to, you know, like I say in the other day, to Hammond Acid or something like mm-hmm. that. We'll make sure we got a nice place for them to live across the street from your house, maybe.
Thank you, Governor. Always good to hear from you. Let's go to Ann in Florida. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
Are you somewhere where the storm hit?
No, I am in Jensen Beach, which is about, it would be like driving from my home in Connecticut to New York City away from here.
From the storm?
Yeah.
Wow.
And yeah, so we only had tropical storm here,
mm-hmm.
and it was scary, you know, but I was listening to you guys talking. Just, I've been listening all day because I need to have my Connecticut fixed.
Yes, especially today, huh?
Yeah, but the one thing I decided was, even now after living through, like, they say there are thousands of people dead less than 3 hours away from me. So whether that's true or not, I don't know, but I would rather be here forever knowing there are sharks and alligators swimming in the streets than be at home in Connecticut with them swimming in the streets and in my yard and not knowing them, knowing what they are because they're in disguise.
Yeah, here the sharks and alligators are in the state capital.
They're the lambs. They're the lambs. The rest of us are supposed to be the sharks and alligators, I guess, but
yes.
Very happy down here.
Well, that's good. I hope that it treats you as well as you're treating it.
It's good. It's good. I worked in government in Connecticut, and I work in the government in Connecticut. And
was doing on the people.
Yeah. Done. And the way they treated, like, I didn't work for state government. But the way municipal government treats their employees, we are flossy and loathsome, and we survive on their hard burdens, and that's not true. In fact, it's really sad because, like, the town I worked in just had a total dump. Everybody quit.
Really?
Yeah. Total. Everybody quit. And
why?
Now they have all these inexperienced people who aren't familiar with the community.
But why did everybody quit?
Because of the way the local government treated us.
That's
and it
amazing.
Wasn't necessarily the people who treated us that way.
The system.
It was the government. It was the elected officials who treated us that way. And that was at the cue of the public. I mean, frankly, we all, you know, we know how it works. So anyway, sorry to be such a drag, but Florida is great. And I encourage anybody who wants to come down here to do so.
Well, I think a lot of people are encouraged. It does make you a little nervous when you see the storms from up here because it's just a different mindset. You know, we get a sort of long, drawn-out weather torture through the winter months, and you guys get attacked you know, every several years. But you always have to be on the lookout. It's just a different mentality, I guess. 860-522-9842. Thank you, Ann, for the call.
Hey, Todd, it looks like the state Board of Ed is trying to pull a fast one with this dual teaching ban. What they really don't want is a live stream of what they're doing in that classroom going out every day. And I think that's the most important thing we need, is a live stream of what these kids are being taught. It is a public school, isn't it? It should be for the public. Goodbye.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it, if everything was on video and you could monitor your kids' schools? And yes, it should be that way. Why not?
Hey, this is Max from Bristol. So I'm watching a movie called The Devil's Double. Now,
The Devil's Double?
It's about Saddam's sons.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You know, fake, random guy, just a lookalike. Joe Biden, the guy you see on TV, that's not him. That is the fall guy. That's just some guy. Joe Biden, I think he's in bed hooked up to tubes. And he's whispering sweet nothings of nonsense into people's ears. And then has his double go out and stutter and nervous. And he doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, look at him. Watch what he does when he's speaking. He has no idea. Because it's not Joe Biden. Thank you very much. You guys rock.
You rock. I love that idea of Joe Biden being secretly in the ICU or something. The White House ICU. That's cool to think about.
The rant line's a good place to gripe or promote something with much hype. A familiar refrain, folks moan and complain. I guess I am just not that type.
Or maybe you are. You never know.
Todd, why do I have this ability to see BS so clearly? So UConn, okay, well, the University of Connecticut Board of Trustees, right? Here's the entity that is always rigging things with the word trustee in it. So they hire another university president, Radhika Merrick. And I mean, when I say another one, literally, for those old enough, they go through presidents more than Mickey Rooney went through wives.
Well, wait a sec. First of all, Mickey Rooney, you need a better reference, because I hate to say it, but a lot of people don't know who Mickey Rooney is anymore. And you just want to stay current with your humor there, Mark, and your references. But this woman is interesting. Radhika Merrick. Merrick, is that how you say it?
So this is where the propaganda, and they plant the seed to tell you she's going to take over and do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Two times she writes about the affordability. So she wants to, among other things, embracing diversity, equity, and inclusion. She puts down that one of her main goals is to maintain affordability. That's on the front page. And then in the second page, and she doubles down, we need to keep UConn affordable.
Yep.
I want everybody to remember that, and I told you this a little while ago, the meal plan that you have to get on the campus, if your kid stays there, the cheapest plan is $5,800 a year.
Imagine.
Okay. Real affordable. Hey, thanks a lot. She's going to do great.
It's caviar.
Come in there, probably last about a year, year and a half, and they'll be looking for another one.
Well, the money's so good when you get fired or you quit from UConn. You know, if you're a coach or a president, why not turnover quickly if you're the worker?
Hey, Todd, I hear the governor's going to increase the SNAP benefits by 12%. Well, I'm going to increase my prices by 15%. Like I said to you before, if they're going to keep on giving it out, I'm going to keep on taking it. Goodbye.
Goodbye. It's a tough place.
These guys in Washington are ruining our country, our kids' future, our grandchildren's future, and great-grandchildren. I will not be nice to bad people. I'm more like Trump. And the more I stay like Trump, the more I like myself. These people are terrible. They have no ethics, no morals, and they deserve to be treated like criminals, as far as I'm concerned, because they're destroying America. So I will not be nice. I love slamming them. And I got more coming, buddy. I got more coming. See you later. But I'm not going to kiss their butt. You can count on it.
Call the rant line yourself. Drop on in there. Give it a try. 860-751-4698.
Hi, Todd. American Patriot. And clearly, this Stefanovsky needs to be locked up for his check cashing scam, shipping jobs to China. Who would vote for this guy? He's dumb as a stump. He's got a check cashing scam. Everybody knows that. The guy, lock him up. Lock him up. Lock him up.
Oh, that was a great, great patriot. That was beautiful. Beautiful.
Hi, Todd. You just had a gentleman who said he wouldn't vote for Bob because of his stance on abortion. So this is the deal. Abortion will always be around, and it's better off being safe and legal. Bob at least wants to impose some restrictions, such as parental notification. And I also believe he's thinking about 15 weeks. If you want abortion to end, you're going to have to change people's minds. And the only way that you'll change their minds, that life begins at conception, is you have to have some belief in a God and get back to some moral and ethical principles. But to base everything, when the state of Connecticut is going down the tubes financially, people can't afford to live here. You can't even afford to have a baby. So don't fall into the trap of A or B. And again, it's about the economics and the financial state of Connecticut. The rest are hot button issues that will never be resolved. Thanks.
There you go. All right. Let's call it a night. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.